Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
You are one word and one text message away from having your rent paid. Live rent-free for a year. How about that? With 99.9 Virgin Radio. So here's the key. As in word, keyword, leaves. L-E-A-V-E-S, leaves. Text that to 999 along with your name, because we would like to call you back in the next 5 minutes, and we would like to have you live rent-free in 2022. We're going to put you in the draw, give you $100 instantly, and then you will be in the draw for the big thing. The whammo.
The whammo.
The whammo?
The whammo.
Are we going with whammo?
I feel like whammo works.
All right.
Anyway, you got 5 minutes. Leaves, your name, 999. Good luck.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you?
I am very good. How are you?
Oh, really, really good. Thank you. So, listen, we wanted to ask you something. Would you like to have your rent paid for an entire year?
I would absolutely love that.
Well, congratulations. You're going to have that.
Thank you so much.
Well, maybe.
Really leather down that road for a minute.
You're in the draw. You got $100, but you're a step closer.
Yeah. Hey. Amazing. This is so amazing. Thank you so much.
And full credit to Stephanie, who did not even flinch. She was I know you're lying to me.
I don't believe Adam for a second.
I wanted to test how sharp you were at 6 a.m. Now, the next opportunity for this is, like I said, you're never more than 2 hours away for another keyword. So it's going to be 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock today. So let's make it happen at 8, shall we?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Pump it or dump it. Today, we have a lot of new music. There's Beyonce, there's Majid Jordan, and there is The Weeknd and Swedish House Mafia.
Yes.
Now, this is called Moth to a Flame. And what we want to know is whether or not you want to hear it. And here's the thing. If you pump this song, we'll add it this morning. That's how serious we are.
Wow.
Okay. Music department's on it.
They are.
We're going to do it.
Well, they're waking up.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. It's kind of early.
It's very early.
So the question is, they want to know, do you want us to play this song?
Do we want it?
Fam, do we need it?
No,
all right,
guys.
Now let me... That's terrible. All right, let's play it.
But does he know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are into this?
Yeah, that's a pump.
I listened to it on the way to work this morning, and on like a proper car stereo, it's nuts. It is a big, 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 big track.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's pump.
So
pump,
are we
pump,
going
pump
all the way around? So Jack says pump, TJ you say?
I say pump it.
Producer Leah, you say?
Of course pump.
Yes!
I'm going to say pump, but I'm kind of disappointed with
what?
That hook.
What? No.
Why?
Because it's okay.
Pardon
I think it's
me?
Okay.
No.
Have you considered that your ears are dumb?
No. Okay. It's just.
Have you?
It doesn't hit another gear.
That's the only gear you need. That's Cynthia. That's 80s. That's a bomb.
To be fair, too, we're only hearing the hook.
Yeah.
You find with The Weeknd when he does like his little like bridge parts.
Yeah.
The verse sounds a lot like this.
Yeah. It'll hit another gear.
No.
I've listened to the whole song.
No, you're wrong.
It doesn't. It's this
wrong
the whole way.
Nope.
That's all I need. And this is what I want.
You know what? I'm giving it a dump. I'm straight up giving it a dump.
Yeah.
Adam. I think that this is for these two artists. I expect a lot. Swedish House Mafia just got back together.
No,
The Weeknd has been on a tear. I expected more. I wanted more. And they're capable of better.
I don't want to get lashy out, but you are also the same guy that said that Bruno Mars is one of the best artists on the planet.
Yeah, I think you fumbled that one.
Yeah.
All right.
I did.
872-99-99-999 attacks. Let's hear it. Are you pumping or dumping? Moth to a Flame. It's Swedish House Mafia and The Weeknd.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so we're wanting to do this pump it or dump it segment about The Weeknd. And normally, that's an automatic pump.
Yeah.
He's been on a tear. And you pair The Weeknd with Swedish House Mafia, who've just got back together. Love Swedish House Mafia. You think, man, this is unstoppable. So you let us know what you think of this song. I'm going to play 30 seconds of the hook.
It's hot.
Yeah. Adam, come on. You're telling me you wouldn't want to smooch to this song?
Yeah, let's grind.
So, Jax, TJ, producer Leah, say pump.
Pump, 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 yeah, pump, pump.
I'm saying dump. I'm not feeling it. And it's only because I took this from the most energetic part of the song. And it's all like this. It's just kind of...
It surprises
it's all
me,
at the same flatline level. It's just not... I was expecting something a little bit more explosive.
You usually like when he's synthy in 80s.
Yes.
That's very that sound. So 100%. I'm surprised that you don't like the song. It's
I
so
like
good.
Van Halen.
No, I really like... I really like the Weeknd sound, but I got to tell you, like, I just think it's average. I think it's okay.
I think you're average.
So I say dump it. I say dump it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're lashing out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a lash
out.
You don't mean that. 999 double that in text. TJ, what are the votes saying?
Lara in the 416, how are we even discussing this? It's the Weeknd, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. This is an absolute pump. Don't even listen to Adam. Another text from Maria in the 416. We want to hear it. It sounds so good.
Yeah.
Pump it. It gets a little bit rougher. From the 647, dump it. The song sounds like I have gone back to sleep and I am in a nightmare.
No!
Wow.
God.
I didn't say that. Yeah. Like, I didn't think it was that bad.
Worst song ever.
It's the worst thing's ever been made. Mitchell in the 647, dump it. I agree with Adam. It needs another gear.
No.
Yeah, they needed to drop something on
you. You make a song.
Again, we're lashing out.
You're losing me, Jack.
What is going on?
Last text here from the 416. Pump it.
Yes.
Have we considered it's too early for Adam?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So is that where we're at with the pumping and the dumping?
Yeah.
What's the percentages here, DJ?
If I had to put a number on it, I didn't add it up before.
You didn't do the math.
No, but it's like 70%.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So listen,
it's getting played.
We will play it later on this morning in its entirety, and we'll let you know when. But
I'm going to dance on the table. You just wait.
Okay. All right. Well, it's better than lashing out, which is what you have been doing.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Montero's going to release the plan for exiting step 3 of reopening today.
Oh.
The Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, will be joining the announcement at some point. It's not clear exactly when or what will change when Ontario exits the framework to the new version of normal. But officials have said that some public health restrictions, like indoor masking and that type of stuff, is going to carry on.
Good.
So we'll keep you posted on that when we know more. A Toronto man has created a Tinder for dogs. His name is Colin Jarvis Gome, and he created something called Pawmates, the dog meetup app.
Hey!
And this is actually really cute. The idea came from for the app came about 2 years ago when he's looking for a play date for his parents' older dog, Pal.
Apparently, that's a great name for a dog.
Great
That's
name
really
for
cute.
A dog. Apparently, the dogs at the dog park were a little bit too rowdy for Pal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that Pal wanted someone to play with. So he sort of reached out. He reached the senior age, and he slowed down a bit. And he thought it'd be great if we could find him older dogs to play with. So the app works a lot like Tinder, where people set up a profile with a photo of their dog, and using geolocation, users can swipe through potential matches. If two dog owners show a mutual interest, they are matched. They can then chat and set up a time to meet in person. There's also a map feature, and it acts as a pet directory for local pet stores, groomers, dog walkers, that kind of thing.
That's cool.
Really cool idea.
I legit may use it. Like, I need to find a mean, old, cranky dog for Reggie to be friends with. And they're hard to find because most dogs are nice. Mm-hmm. I need a cranky old dog.
Is Reggie really cranky?
Very cranky.
And he's like 7 pounds.
Yeah, he's very, very cranky.
Jax, you're going to love this story because it's so wonderful. So an Ontario lottery winner started hugging everyone in the store when she won $1 million.
Incredible.
Her name is Shaunette Rowe. She's a 50-year-old social worker from Oshawa.
Oh.
Won a Max Millions prize of $1 million.
Atta girl.
From the drawback in September. She said that she went to go check her ticket on the way into work, and she thought she won $100,000, and she got really excited, so she started hugging everyone in the store. Then she realized she won $1 million and started screaming. She said, I was overwhelmed because I had to go into work. My job is very important.
Yeah.
Here's the best part. She plans to share her newfound riches with her family and open a foster home for children.
Of course she is.
My dream is to open a foster home, she says. I don't think any child should be left behind. I'll give them a place they can come to.
I love
to.
This woman.
If we can get in touch with her, I want to be her friend.
Right?
Yeah. If she's listening, please call us.
We need more people like Shaunette Rowe in this
absolutely.
World. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. And in just over an hour, it's going to be your opportunity again to live rent-free for an entire year with 99.9 Virgin Radio. Keyword, 8 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Who wants to hear new Beyonce?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Now, this is from a trailer because this is the best we could do. It's from the King Richard trailer. This is Will Smith playing Venus and Serena Williams' dad. And by the way, the trailer looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
This is going to be a great movie.
Yeah.
But beyond that, everybody's like really excited because we got a new Beyonce song called Be Alive. And so you're going to hear some Will Smith talking because it is a movie trailer. But this is all we have, so we got to go with it.
But what if she do?
Remember who you are. Remember where you came from.
I have never been more proud.
There she is.
In my whole life. You gonna show them how dangerous you are?
Okay. You know how, like, okay, like a Honda Civic is a really nice car.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's, you know, it's reliable. It's good. You know, you take care of it. It can probably run you like 300,000-400,000 kilometers.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's great. Every once in a while, though, if you ever get a chance, you should drive a Ferrari. And there
have
is
you
a
ever
difference.
Driven a Ferrari?
No, yeah, I haven't. What? But there is a difference between a Ferrari and a Honda. And, like, there's a lot of music out there, and it's good. It's Honda Civic music. But then you hear Beyonce, and you're reminded, Beyonce's a Ferrari. Holy crap.
Yeah, there's very few
good point.
Who could build. I think he's right.
Who could build
that kind of tension in a song and pull it off and not make it sound cheesy or cheap or whatever. Beyonce's got this way of just, there's some power to her vocals, you know?
And you know when Beyonce puts out music, because she doesn't follow anyone's schedule. You know when it comes out, it's going to be good. Like, it's a promise.
Right.
She's like a pinky swear of music, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So here, the thing is, we don't know when this is coming out, though. That's the thing. It's like, whenever
nice
Beyonce
vague.
Says. Yeah, I know.
Well, that's the thing. Whenever Beyonce says, like, she does her own thing.
So I want to hear the rest of it. I cannot play you the rest of it. It does not exist on the internet just yet. Okay. But as soon as it does, we're going to have it for you. And we're going to run it through Pump It or Dump It. And I will not dump that song.
No, you won't.
Promise you that.
Who would have thought that Beyonce would put out good music? That's crazy.
It's crazy, right? She's only been doing it for 25 years.
Yeah. Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we all remember Zach Galifianakis, right?
Oh,
yes.
He's the best. Very funny, Between Two Ferns.
Oh.
The Hangover.
Alan? Alan from The Hangover.
Oh, he's Alan from The Hangover. Okay. Yeah. I never remember their names.
That's right. I do.
Always does.
He says that he doesn't want his kids to know anything about what he does. He said, they think I'm a librarian.
Oh,
We're not sure if he actually means that, but he's like, when they asked about it, he said, they shall never know of my movie career. I'll just deny it. I don't know what you're talking about. I had nothing to do with that movie. And I think it's The Hangover that he's talking about. His, you know, his point is he kind of wants to protect their innocence.
Yeah.
And he definitely doesn't want them to see The Hangover because he's like, then I would be a terrible parent for sure.
Yeah.
Because they're still young, right? Eventually they're going to see it though. And he doesn't want his kids to follow in his path to being a comedian slash actor.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Just not... You know, he just doesn't want, he wants to kind of protect them because it's a tough business, right?
Absolutely.
And it kind of made me think about the time I was in grade 7. I don't know if you've ever had a parent say, you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. I forbid it.
Yeah. My mom, being a nurse, she didn't want me to be a nurse.
She didn't want you being a nurse?
She was like, please don't do that to yourself.
Really?
It's incredibly hard and you see a lot of hard stuff. Yeah.
See, my dad would have loved it if I worked for the City of Brampton.
Yeah? Because he was a City of Brampton guy, right?
Yeah. Him and my brother, both City of Brampton guys.
There you go.
Hey, long time.
My mom told me when I was in grade 7, she's like, you are not getting into radio. Because
really?
I said that because we had like a career thing and you were supposed to talk about what you want to do. I always wanted to do radio, always. And she was like, she actually sat me in the car. I'll never forget this. It was at the plaza at Port Union in Lawrence, next to Sugar's and the Coffee Bean.
Yeah.
And she was like, and there was a movie store there too. And she's like, absolutely not. She said with a straight face. Absolutely not.
Really?
She's like, it's horrible.
Because your mom had already been in radio for a while by then, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, this is probably 2000. So she had been on the morning show at Chum for 16, 17 years at that point.
She knew the ropes.
Yeah. And I think the reason was that I was a sensitive little boy.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is not for the faint of heart.
No.
It's entertainment. Can really suck.
Especially like in your mom's age of radio at that time.
100%. Yeah. And as a woman in radio, it was completely different era, right?
I can imagine.
So she told me, and then she all the way through high school, she stuck with it. No, you got to pick something else.
Really?
And I'm like, I don't know. And I said to her, I'm like, at one point, I was like 17. I'm like, I don't know how you think this works, but I'm gonna do it. Yeah. Like, I don't think you don't have a choice here. And then she said, fine. But you have to get your education. You have to promise me you get your education. I'm like, Mom, I promise. And then I promptly dropped out of Ryerson.
Twice.
And then dropped out of Humber College.
So, you sure? No, you know what, though? That thick laugh needed to be heard by the masses. Yeah, it did.
But you can understand, right? It's a tough business. People aren't very nice. Long hours, you miss birthdays, holidays, you move across the country, and really, there aren't a lot of jobs.
No.
Like, there's not a lot of things. Yeah. There's just not a lot of people. Mm. So I got lucky. She got lucky.
Yeah.
But I have to be honest with you. If it came to my kid, I would say the same thing.
You want Everly to be on the air?
No, not at all.
Why?
Because it's tough. It's brutal. It can be incredible and amazing. You know what we've built here is incredible.
Yeah, like a lot of fun.
You who listen to this show, but I have been in other positions where it is not so incredible. Yeah. And I have had everything from people messaging me to send pictures of my feet to people harassing girlfriends.
Yeah.
To you get a whole bunch of crazy stuff happening.
I want her to get into radio because then she can take over your job. And then it's going to be Everly, TJ, and Jax.
I get to come too?
Yeah, you're coming.
We wanted to ask the question. You have a job that you're like, there is no way in hell I would let my kids have this. You cannot do this. What is it? 999-99 text or 416-872-9999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Zach Galifianakis is trying to protect his kids from what he does. He doesn't want them to see The Hangover, and he definitely doesn't want them to be like a comedian or actor or whatever. He's like, you know, frankly, I just want more. And I can relate to that. My mom didn't want me to do this.
Yeah.
I know Jax's mom did not want her to be a nurse.
Good thing I'm not at all smart enough. Handy.
What are the texts saying, TJ?
From the 647, all day long, I'll never let my kids be a cook or chef.
Oh.
The hours in the industry itself are beyond brutal. Can't describe in words how it mentally destroys you. Really not being dramatic here. From no money to long, grueling hours and very to little no respect, is not worth it.
Ooh. Boy, that's just...
So they're saying there's a chance.
Holy. You know, it's funny, right? Because you see the Food Network chefs and they're all like happy and rich.
Yeah.
And then there's everybody else.
Working incredibly hard.
Yes. Yeah. And then you have some jerk come into your restaurant and go, and there's a little too much salt on this.
You were a little too much salt.
Become a baker. Have you ever watched those bake shows on Netflix?
No.
That was like they're
baking
having a great
is
time.
Incredibly
Baking's
hard.
Worse. They get up at 2 a.m. And then they start because they got to have the pastries ready for you to get up.
Hey, we're just spitballing ideas. from the 289, my dad was a firefighter, and it wasn't something I wanted to do as a child, but when I decided at 18 that's what I wanted to do, he was extremely scared.
Yeah.
And he didn't know if something I should be doing. We now work on the same fire department.
Cute.
And he couldn't be more supportive of his only daughter. That's cool.
That's amazing.
That was my second choice. You know, in school, you have your first and your second. I applied for firefighting college and everything.
Really?
You got the jawline for it. I can see it.
A handsome
firefighter? Yeah, I could see it.
You can say, hang several hoses from this.
Oh, no.
I can't see you going into like a burning building, but I could definitely see you showing up in the jacket undone with the first aid kit.
I
can't go in.
A bunch of one-liners. It's hot over there.
Yeah. Hot one today.
Yeah, there it is.
Charlotte in the 416. Hey, guys. I would never let my kids be a personal assistant. I was a personal assistant to someone, and I had to drive their mean, vicious dog home every day.
Oh, my God.
And the whole time it tried to attack and bite me. Anyone who needs a personal assistant is a little bit whack to start with.
Jax, I didn't know you had a personal assistant.
Reggie's not vicious. He's just
unreasonable. 7 pounds of hate.
He's unreasonable. It's cranky.
Last one here from the 647. This one's cool. I would never want my kids to have my job as a watchmaker.
The hours
are long, strenuous, and it ends up hurting your body. And nobody truly appreciates how much work goes into the art.
No kidding. I imagine you'd be hunched over a lot.
I bet you would be, yeah.
Wow. Is it weird that I know nothing about what goes into making a watch?
No, I'm really fascinated right now.
I'm impressed that they called it a watch and not a timepiece. That's about it.
Okay.
Because if I was making watches, I'd be like, it's actually called a timepiece?
Mm-hmm.
And other things.
That's what you got,
I'm glad we took it here.
Yeah, this was a good one to end on.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex.
Uh-huh.
Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. This is how much money you need to live alone in Toronto. Are you guys ready for this super fun number?
No.
This is according to Numbeo, website that compares the cost of living in cities around the world. The average monthly cost for a single person in Toronto is $1,226.62, but that is before rent. Rent, by the way, on average is, according to this website, $1,968.
Oh, God.
And then there's, you know, utilities, Wi-Fi. They estimate it, like, living in an apartment is around $2,200 a month.
Reasonable, eh?
Plus the $1,200 that you need to just be a person.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So super attainable to live here. It's awesome. Men with dogs and their Tinder profile pictures are more likely to settle down. That's according to a new study that found that men who post with dogs in dating app photos are more likely to want a long-term relationship. In a study of over 750 people, for men who were searching for something serious, an average of 8 in 10 had a dating app photo featuring a dog. In comparison, only 5 out of every 10 men were looking for a fling. And they found that those who were looking for a fling were far more likely to display their chests, their motorcycles, their boats, and the big fish they caught on the weekend.
When you guys were on dating apps, did you guys have photos of dogs?
I did.
Not of my dog, either.
Yeah, same.
Why?
I have my brother's dog. That was the closest access I had to one.
Really?
I have two dogs, and my picture was of Reggie in your kitchen.
Oh, that's a good picture. Okay. Yeah. It worked.
I also had a photo of me and my niece, Mia, who was like 4 at the time, I think. So, and then I realized,
hey, he's good with kids.
Yeah.
Like, leave her alone.
This is subtle. Adele says she gets the same McDonald's order at least once a week and is an absolute legend for it. She says her ideal and death row meal would be chicken nuggets, a Big Mac, and fries.
Yes.
Yeah.
She said, that's my 3-course. And she said, I eat it at least once a week. I just like highlighting moments whenever Adele says anything because she's so lovable.
She's so funny.
You know?
What's your order at McDonald's?
Not far from that. I love nuggets. Mm-hmm. I can mound nuggets all day. Okay. 20-pack. You large do fry.
20-pack.
What?
20-pack, yeah.
Big
boy.
Wow.
Because if you're going to go to McDonald's, you want to hate your body after, right?
Yeah, do you do large fries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jax? Tell us.
Here we go.
Okay.
Fillet of fish.
No. It's something that you wouldn't expect. I get a chicken wrap with extra mayo, and then I get mayo for the fries. And then sometimes I add my own mayo from my home mayo collection. I love mayo.
Oh my! Do you?
Yeah, I do.
So we're discounting breakfast on this one, right?
Yeah.
So I get a double quarter pounder with cheese, large fries, nice coffee. But my girlfriend gets 6 McNuggets, a large fry, and then a small fry to go on top of this.
Atta girl. Atta girl.
And a Diet Coke.
Is it weird that I don't use dipping sauce with my nuggets? I just eat them dry.
That's not weird because I would expect that from you, but it's gross, yeah.
Every time I do it, everyone looks at me like I got 4 heads.
Oh, I like things nice and dry.
You can have your nuggets any way you want.
That's right, man. It's 2021. Let a man live.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Tinder created a new feature within the app, and as soon as I heard about it, I was like, do we need that? And it's called Tinder Plus One, and it basically helps you find wedding dates. Mm-hmm. Or dates to particular occasions you might want. I think
some people
do this with family reunions and things too.
Yeah, just so your family don't ask too many questions.
Now, I thought it was good publicity for Tinder, but the reality is a lot of time and effort and money went into this feature, right? Yeah. So it couldn't just be for promotion, which brings me to my next question which is, are people that afraid to go to a wedding by themselves, like dateless? Because I have to tell you, I've done it multiple times and it was great.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Like, I want to ask you around the room here. TJ.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any issues going to a wedding without a date? If you, like, let's say you're single.
Yeah.
Did you have any issues ever going to a wedding without a date?
Do I have friends at the wedding that I can hang with?
Well, yeah, because it's a friend's wedding, right? Why? You wouldn't be at, like, somebody else's wedding.
No, but if they're in the party, then you don't have a chance to hang with. Yeah. I would go. Okay. I would go single.
Jax?
Yes, it's a great opportunity to meet new people, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it's a bit of a hookup central, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'd go alone, for sure.
Find someone to smooch.
Producer Leah?
No, I wouldn't do it. No.
Why?
What?
No. Oh, okay, first question. Am I offered a plus one?
Yes.
I'm offered one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would bring somebody with me, absolutely. I would never go alone.
You would never go alone?
No, absolutely.
What if you had to go alone?
Yeah.
Like, what if there was nobody available and it was just you?
This has actually happened, and I just ended up not going to the wedding.
What?
No.
Yeah. First of all, guys, you have to understand, I don't know wedding or etiquette or rules.
Yeah.
So I just do whatever feels right to me. That sounds selfish, but yeah.
I have actually written back, no need for the plus one, thanks so much.
Yeah, like, I've done that if I'm single. If I'm single,
what?
I'm fine. Well, it saves a plate, right?
Yeah, it saves them the money.
Oh, that's
I just write, you're welcome. I will be attending. You're welcome.
No, I'm so curious.
What is it though?
You would rather not go than go alone.
Yeah, no, going alone, I need a safety net with me.
Okay.
I need, you know, I need comfort.
Yeah, okay.
A wedding is long, right? It's hours and hours.
Yeah.
It's hours and hours. And hours and hours of just being by myself, uncomfortable. I will give you all the money. I will give you the money of the plate, of the person.
Really?
Plus one plate. I will put the money in, and you know I'm cheap. So for that reason, it tells you a lot that I am not willing to risk it.
I get Leah, because like, if there's not a support system there for you, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't want to go either.
There you
go. Think about it, because like, it's not just like if your friend's in the wedding and you're invited, obviously it makes sense, but you're not getting able to hang out with them a lot. If you're sitting at the table with a bunch of strangers, that's my nightmare. That's
really?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, anxiety central.
I love that.
In that setting, I don't mind getting to know people. Yeah. I always assume that they're going to screw up the wedding. Because I don't know why weddings do this, but they'll take a friend group and they'll split them up.
Yeah,
and be like, you get to know my aunt.
What
it's
is
like,
that?
No. Yeah. But I'm so used to that. Where it's like, whatever, I'm just going to talk to whomever.
Yeah.
It
doesn't
also
matter.
A great environment to meet people because everybody's in a good mood and everybody's drinking.
I've never been to a wedding single and not had something great happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's
get always into explicit
a hookup.
Detail. What
always
are you talking about?
Always a hookup. Always. And it's like, it's just because people are there and they're happy and they're having a good time. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you're missing an opportunity. But here's the question. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. I want to know how many people are just like Leah. And a little like TJ, too. Which is, I wouldn't go to a wedding by myself.
Yeah.
And I want to know what it was like when you got desperate and brought somebody as a plus one that maybe you shouldn't have
ought to. Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's hear that. Story.
Let's talk about that disastrous plus one. You're like, I'm not going by myself. I'm going to bring this mess. Was it better or worse with the mess? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Ed Sheeran.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you the type of person that can go to a wedding single? Because apparently a lot of people can't, so much so that Tinder has launched a feature. It's called Tinder Plus One. It's literally if you're looking for a date to a wedding because you won't go on your own. Now, I will. Jax will. TJ will in most circumstances. Producer Leah will not.
Yeah,
no,
do it.
Absolutely not. I actually have canceled weddings.
Like, what?
Due to that reason.
What?
Yeah, I don't want to be uncomfortable
for hours and hours.
I am fun. That is true.
Gabriella, what about you?
I just went to a wedding about a month or so ago, and I went by myself, and I'm married. I'm happily married.
Okay.
But it was a girl that I used to work with, and super sweet, and she invited both of us, and I just wanted to go on my own. I knew I would spend the time, you know, I felt like I would have to entertain my husband and introduce him to everybody.
Mm. Yeah.
And my husband is kind of the opposite of me. I'm very much an extrovert. Mm-hmm. My husband has been COVID, social distancing since the day he was born. And it was just going to be people that I used to work with, and it was just more comfortable for everybody.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, you stay home. I got this. I'm okay going by myself.
That is knowing yourself and also knowing your partner, and I love that.
I love that you're such a jerk. Like, no, that if that's not him, that's not him, right?
Right. I'm like, why are you going to sit there and suffer and be miserable?
Yeah.
And then I got to hear about it and then keep looking at your watch saying, okay, when are we getting out of here?
She's smart. Yeah. She's smart. I love that.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
So I just told him, just be ready in case I drink a little too much. You got to be ready to come pick me up.
Yeah.
There you do.
Fun girl.
That is a marriage that's going to last.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
I hope so. We went on 18 years this
year. Hey!
Oh, congratulations. Oh, I love that.
Congrats, Gabriella. Take care.
Well, I love you guys. Take care.
Oh, we love you too. Ciao.
Bye.
We got texts too.
We do have texts, Adam Wilde, from the 905. My brother, I was enthusiastic.
No kidding.
From the 905, my brother brought his on again, off again girlfriend to my wedding, which was at a nice golf course.
Don't do that.
She wore the shortest dress I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, all right.
And we lost our damage deposit because she used the parking lot as a bathroom.
Oh.
They broke up for good before we got home from our honeymoon.
This is why you go single. Because here's the thing. There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than a bad wedding date, TJ.
Yeah, I brought a bad ex to a wedding one time, and then we made a scene.
Yeah.
And then she...
TJ loves, by the way, loves scenes.
She waited in the car for like an hour.
Oh, my God.
because you talked to somebody you went to high school with.
I saw someone I went to high school with, and I was like, hey, how's it going? And then I came back to the table, and she's like, oh, are you not going to introduce me? And I was like, oh, no, I made a huge mistake.
You know what? She's
talking to a person.
Sounds really reasonable.
Yeah, incredibly
next
healthy.
Next text.
Tara in the 289, I would go to weddings by myself all the time. There's no extra cost to the host. There's no extra drama. And who knows if I'm going to meet someone. Plus, I love to dance, and I don't need an anchor.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Don't need dancing weight.
I love a good dance, yeah. And I'm terrible at dancing.
No,
I
can't a good dancer.
I can't really dance with anyone because I'm not sure what I'm going to do next. So it's not predictable.
I'd love to see that.
Oh, it's white boy to the max.
Unpredictable.
What's the next one,
I got two more texts for you. Let's go. That's great. Cam in the 416, bringing a plus one can have downsides depending on whose wedding it is and how significant it is to you. For example, my sister got married and her husband's younger brother came. He brought a random girl he hooked up with the week before.
Oh, God.
Now he's married and to a different girl, and a lot of those wedding photos can't be used by him or have to be selectively posted because she is less than enthusiastic about the old fling being in a bunch of new photos.
Boy.
And then this one from the 416 just came in. LMAO, the last caller didn't get the assignment. This was supposed to be for lonely single people who really want partners, not happily married couples choosing to attend events alone.
But we liked Gabriella. She was really sweet. We
so
were
healthy.
Happy for her.
So healthy. Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
At some point today, Ontario will release the plan for exiting step three, or... they'll release the plan for step three of reopening, whatever.
Something will happen today regarding step three.
I don't know where you are or what you're doing, but something.
What province is this?
It's about to happen.
Yeah.
The chief medical officer of health, Dr. Kieran Moore, will be joining the announcement at some point today because they haven't announced the time either. It's not really clear what's going to change when Ontario exits the framework to a new version of normal. But they did say that there's going to be some easing of public health restrictions, but things like wearing a mask indoors and whatever are still going to carry on. So I'll have to wait and see on that. We'll keep you posted when I know anything that I'm supposed to. Toronto man created a Tinder for dogs. It's called Pawmates, the dog meetup app. And the story behind it is really cute. His name's Colin Jarvis Gom. And he has his parents have an older dog named Pal. Mm-hmm. And he found that the dogs at the dog park were too rowdy for Pal.
Yeah.
He didn't want to play
other
dogs.
Yeah.
So he thought of the idea of like, hey, wouldn't it be cool to find dogs that Pal can meet up with? And he created this app, has over 10,000 people on it.
Wow!
10,000? Yeah, the
amazing.
App works a lot like Tinder. People set up a profile with a photo of their dog and use geolocation. You can swipe through potential matches. If two dog owners show a mutual interest, they are matched. And they can then chat and set up a time to meet in person. The map, it also has a map feature which shows a pet directory for local pet stores, groomers, and dog owners.
Wow, that's cool.
It's a great idea.
Love it.
Also, shout out Pal.
I also just, I love an old dog at a park. Because, you know, you'll see the younger dogs running circles around them, and they just kind of rotate 90 degrees at a time and bark in a certain direction.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me of, like, my grandfather on his front lawn yelling at the kids, you know?
Yeah.
It's great.
Slightly rotating.
Wise.
Yeah. My grandfather used to yell at us from the backyard. Like, when we'd say, rate my dive, and we'd jump into the pool, and he wouldn't even look. He'd just say, two, and then he would keep listening to baseball on the radio.
Where do you want us to go?
Yeah,
I want
when
to
you
see
say stuff like that.
What
huh?
do you want us to do with that information?
Where do we step forward on that?
I just thought you should know a part of my origin story.
Okay, all right.
An Ontario lottery winner started hugging everyone in the store when they won $1 million. This is a really, really great story. So her name's Seanette Rowe, 50-year-old social worker from Oshawa, won the $1 million Lotto Max draw in September. She checked her ticket on the way to work. She thought she won $100,000, which is amazing. Then she started hugging everyone around her.
Like,
she said, then I realized I won $1 million, and I started screaming. I was overwhelmed because I had to go into work, and my job was very important. She plans to share her newfound riches with her family and open a foster home for children.
Honey.
She said, my dream is to open a foster home. I don't think any child should be left behind. I'll give them a place they can come to.
Love that.
I said this earlier, but if we can somehow find a way to get in touch with her, I just want to be her friend.
Yeah.
Can we give her more money so she can do more good stuff?
I was going to say, can we give her like a prize? But I think she already has
a prize. Yeah, she's cool.
I would love to be her friend, though.
Maybe we could set her like an edible arrangement or something. Yeah. Or maybe my grandfather can rate her dives into a pool.
Again,
while listening to baseball on the radio.
You're dead-ending us here. Where do we go? Where are we supposed to go with
this? A close-ended question there, TJ.
Why don't we talk more about my childhood?
Okay. We are going to play for you.
We'll cut him off.
That's what's trending. He's TJ, by the way.
Yeah.
We're going to play for you Moth to a Flame, Swedish House Mafia, and The Weeknd. This is new music as of this morning. And
so
we want to know what you think. Hit us up. 999-999. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to Sports Questions with Jax, but first I want to make a huge announcement. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Before we give you Leafs tickets tonight, I want you to think about Friday, August the 5th, 2022. Because that night, Swedish House Mafia is coming back to Toronto.
Yes!
Oh, wow. It's for the first time in almost a decade. They'll be at Scotiabank Arena. They just announced a 44-date stadium tour. Yeah, it's the first time in a decade. Pretty crazy.
It's amazing.
So, anyway, Swedish House Mafia. And I'm sure, because we're Virgin Radio, we will have tickets for you.
They also just confirmed they're playing Coachella, so this is going to be a huge year for
amazing.
Swedish House Mafia.
I never miss Coachella. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm just saying, it's a big year.
Let's play the game, and it's called
Sports Questions with Jax.
Jax is going to ask TJ and I questions, and you are going to win. Because we want you to go to the Leafs tonight. San Jose's in town. They'll probably beat San Jose, so that'll be nice. And what we need you to do is pick a side. Are you team TJ or are you team Adam? And that's all you need to do. 999-999. You can't pick both because we can see your text message history.
That's right.
All right, hit us up right now. Jax, start us off.
All right, first person to three correct answers wins. You have to let me say the whole question. What is the name of the player that has a creepy little mustache?
TJ. Austin okay. Matthews.
All right. Ding, 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 ding.
Right. Damn it.
Liam Nylander also.
Yeah, he does have one.
Speaking of sharks...
That's a good start.
Rough start.
Speaking of sharks, what decade was the movie Jaws released in?
TJ. Ding, ding. No, it's
TJ.
You have to say the name.
The 60s.
Can I steal? Adam?
Yeah.
70s.
Yeah, 75.
Was it? Was the 70s.
Well, you were closer to that age. Yeah.
We're tied.
All right. It's first
Don't
of three.
Don't get mean, TJ. Okay.
He's lashing.
All right, you're tied up to one. Okay. Moving on to Leafs now. What kind of leaf is in a cannabis joint?
Adam. Marijuana.
Yeah. All right. He could take this, TJ.
Yeah, well, of course he got the question about drugs, right?
No.
Whoa.
Is that too far? That felt too far.
Yeah, that felt too far. All right. Next question.
Man.
What was the last year that the Toronto Maple Leafs won the Stanley
Cup?
TJ. No, he didn't finish the question.
I didn't finish the question. Yeah. Go ahead, TJ.
Okay, TJ.
1967.
That's, yeah, it's religion. You need to know that.
Okay. That's I have that tattooed on me.
Okay.
We're tied.
Great.
Okay.
Excellent.
Name me a snack that you can purchase at the Scotiabank Arena.
Adam. TJ.
Adam?
Sushi.
Yay!
Hang on. Of all the snacks, you go with sushi?
I said sushi because it enrages Leaf fans for some reason that you can buy sushi there. And I always do because it's pretty good.
Now I'm mad for two reasons.
So TJ's not going to talk to me for 10 minutes because he lost the game. But hey, 416-872. Oh, actually, no. You don't have to call us. We're going to call you.
That's right.
So if you pick Team Adam, don't worry. We'll call you. You'll win. Here's Montero.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's a very serious question.
So I'm a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And as an apparition, I can show up to any celebrity and haunt them.
Yeah.
Like in a menacing way or like a fun ghost,
well,
like Casper type of way?
You get to make that decision.
Interesting.
Oh, Jax? I know.
Oh, I know. Who's it going to be?
I know. Rihanna.
Why Rihanna?
Because I'd like to be around her. I just want
to
be.
She smells
good. She apparently is one of the best smelling celebrities ever. I'd like to be around her to just see what she's up to, maybe hear some new music, just see how her day to day is, and also offer her any help. If she needs any help.
So you're not going to be a menacing
ghost. I'm not a mean ghost. I'm a helpful ghost. Because I want to be a ghost assistant to Rihanna.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to help her.
Okay.
I think she'd be a good person to haunt.
As a part of the haunting thing, you don't get to be a part of the person's anything too personal. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Gotcha.
So don't be creepy about this when you answer it.
I step out. I step out when she's with ASAP.
Yeah,
I do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So for me.
Float out.
This one was easy because, again, no weird personal stuff. But the celebrity that I follow that travels the most is Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
And she's always eating, like, delicious food on an ocean somewhere.
Always having fun. Yep.
Always having fun with some friends. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I think I could haunt that. That could be,
I could haunt
that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know when you're just looking at Instagram and you're like, this. You say something's totally relatable, like, I would haunt that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing I say often.
Yeah, for sure. So, TJ, you've had some time.
Yeah. I know exactly who I would haunt.
Who would it be?
Judge Judith Shiland.
You're not
Judge Judy.
Leave Judy alone.
And for weird personal reasons. No, because Judge Judy is enormously wealthy, number one.
Yeah.
So you would get to your haunted house, of which your spirit would be stuck to, would be an enormous mansion, which would be cool. Also, she's a very interesting person.
Yeah.
And she'll probably like yell at me a lot as a ghost. And I think that would be kind of like exciting.
TJ.
And I really feel like there could be like a Casper type scenario where I can make her fall in love with me.
Oh.
Yeah. And I also, like, she worked in courts for a long time. She's got some interesting stories.
I think you would do well haunting Judy because I feel like she has a quiet life. Like, she goes to bed early.
Yeah.
She gets up early. She doesn't putters. Really leave. She putters. She doesn't really leave her property much. And you don't like leaving your condo much. So you and Judy would get along well.
Yeah, best case scenario. Yeah.
And they probably, you know, she probably has a neat and tidy house.
Absolutely.
So it wouldn't drive TJ crazy.
I don't think she wants you like that, though, my friend. I don't.
How could you possibly know that?
We got some text messages coming in. Somebody said, oh, my God, Lizzo, she looks like she has the most fun ever.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, what a tremendous life that would
be. Well, and how many flute solos would you be treated to? Remember, she stopped doing that, but she used to, like, just go
She's a professional flautist.
And party and just whip out the flute in the middle. Like, literally Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Nuts. She's nuts. Incredibly, like, classically trained. Yeah.
Danny in the 647 says he'd haunt Jax.
What?
Yeah, he wants to haunt you.
Danny.
Danny wants to haunt you, Jax. What do you think? What if, like, okay, so you and your girlfriend, you're living in your beautiful house.
Yeah, what's Danny in for?
And then you wake up in the middle of the night and you see Danny floating above you.
Oh, it's incredible. We just go to bed early. Yes, it's like walk
it's 7:30.
Around. Yeah. Gotta go to bed. Yeah. Please stay out of my house.
All right. What else we got there, Teach?
The celebrity I follow around is Gary Vaynerchuk. The guy's always doing something. Gary V. Is he the guy on TikTok that's always yelling about success?
Yes. Hey, if you don't think that you can be successful, you can't. That's his entire thing.
I sleep 6.5 hours a night. Yeah.
And look,
good amount, man.
That's not that bad. That sounds pretty sound.
No, honestly, with Gary V, you either love him or you hate him. Like, the guy, he either motivates you or you're like, can you just shut up? And depending upon how he hits you, you may want to haunt him either way.
Yeah.
Hit us up. 999-999. Who would you haunt and why?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Who would you haunt? And not in the creepy way. You leave them alone when they're doing that stuff. But we kind of want to know, like, who you'd want to spend your time with. And some of the answers we're getting at 999-999.
Incredible,
TJ.
Rebecca in the 905. I'd haunt Kevin Hart. I feel like he'd always make me laugh. Also, you could tower over him.
He's
very little.
He I don't know if you've seen the Kevin Hart documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's got a punishing schedule. I think even
he's
as a ghost,
very
he'd be
busy.
Is he one of those gets up at 3 a.m. people?
Yeah, he's like Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. Another guy where you're like, God, can you just go to sleep?
Marky Mark loves to not sleep.
Yeah, I know.
He never
and
sleeps.
Work out.
I work out 6 times a day. Another text from the 416. Keanu Reeves. Oh my God, I have an inappropriate affection for this man that is old enough to be my dad.
Yeah.
Huh. He is private. Clean like TJ, a determined person. I could learn from him even in my supposed afterlife.
Wow,
that's a good answer.
Damn,
I like the reference to TJ in that text. last one here from Haley in the 416. How has nobody said they would haunt Beyonce yet?
Oh yeah, true.
Who wouldn't want to haunt royalty?
That's true.
Plus, I would love to see how her and Jay interact on a day-to-day basis.
I don't think they do.
No?
I think it's a business arrangement. I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I don't think that they're... I don't know.
Your work. Who, sorry. What?
I've always thought... This is actually the first time I've publicly said it, but I don't think that they really speak or, like, communicate a lot at home. I think they have a business arrangement marriage. I do. And I think it works for them. But I don't think that they're in love. Yeah. And these are... I have no work to show for this. It's just a feeling that I get in my gut.
Co-parenting type thing?
Yeah, co-parenting. I think that they have an arrangement.
They do say the same about Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
Yeah, I think that it works for them, and that's fantastic, but I don't know if they're monogamous. I don't know any about them. And you know what? Do it.
You know what I love? Adam just compared Beyonce and Jay-Z to Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
I moved right past it.
Who compared them? I just said apparently that's the rumor.
Well, and it works for them, so like have at her, but I don't think it's what we think it is. Anyways.
From the 905, I would haunt Esther the Wonder Pig because she's surrounded by animals and people who love animals.
Cute.
Is that Esther the Wonder Pig's Instagram adult?
Oh, maybe. I fell for it.
Getting the Instagram follows in?
Alexis just said this very simple statement, but I think we all know where this is. From the 905, I'd haunt Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
We said it in a non-creepy way, Alexis.
Listen, you can go into haunting Ryan Reynolds with the best intentions. That's fine, but...
It's not going to end
Hey,
well.
Alexis, Ryan stop Reynolds. Being creepy. Is that it?
That's all of them.
Not all of them.
Well, a lot of them are pretty inappropriate.
Yeah, don't you have to be creepy.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This is how much money you need to make to live alone in Toronto. Now, do you guys want to start with this story, or do you want me to move on to dogs?
I mean, I think we need to hear it. There's like a morbid curiosity. Yeah.
Right? Okay. According to Numbeo, which is a website that compares.
Okay. It's okay if you listen to Trending and question TJ's sources because
Never.
They
yeah,
are dubious. But anyway, Numbeo says what?
Numbeo says that the average monthly cost for a single person in Toronto is $1,226.62, and that is before rent. These numbers are accurate as of this month. And according to Numbeo, the average cost of a one-bedroom apartment in downtown is $1,968. On top of that, you got utilities and internet and et cetera. So around $2,200 a month plus the $1,200 it costs to be a... So it's not... Not like sustainably fun.
No, it's not.
To be single in the city paying for it. It's a good luck. Here's a more fun story. Men with dogs in their Tinder pics are more likely to settle down. A new study has found that men who pose with dog photos are much more likely to be looking for a long-term relationship. This is according to a new study, 750 men. They found that 8 in 10 on a dating app that have a picture featuring a dog were looking for something more long-term. In comparison, only 5 out of every 10 men looking for a fling had more photos of their bare chests, their motorcycles, their boats, and the big fish they caught on the weekend.
Oh, man. Okay. I got to ask, Leah, I'm going to bring you on here. Have you ever swiped right on a big fish picture guy on Tinder, Bumble, any of those?
No, absolutely.
Really?
Swipe right means yes?
Yes.
No. It's a big no.
You have to remember, though, we are seeing this from the perspective of people who live in the city, and we're like, oh, no, I would never. But if you live in Bowmanville and you have a picture of your fish, you're a hot commodity. And I know this because my girlfriend's from Peterborough.
You better get fishing, baby.
That's how you find a Peterborough.
Yeah, that's why I wear a lot more plaid. It's to keep Val in the mix. Adele says that she gets the same thing from McDonald's at least once a week and is an absolute legend for it. I would just like highlighting moments when Adele says things because she's the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
She said that her ideal and death row meal would be chicken nuggets, a Big Mac, and fries.
Yeah.
She said, that's my three course, and I eat it at least once a week.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. We talked earlier about what our ideal dinner from McDonald's is.
Mm-hmm.
Now just do breakfast. What's the best breakfast from McDonald's?
Sausage McMuffin. Oh, sorry, I'll go first.
Hey, Jax, why don't you go first?
Hey, guys, let me talk about breakfast. Sausage Egg McMuffin with mayo.
Do you put, do you ask them to put mayo on or do you do it yourself?
Adam, okay.
Jax also revealed she has...
If you're here to judge me, I don't even care.
Jax has 6 different types of mayo at home. Mine is 2... just a number one meal, which is an Egg McMuffin, the ham and everything.
Yeah.
And then I add another Sammy and I have a little coffee. 2 creams.
Producer Leah.
I just discovered the Gouda sandwich that I need to stop going to Starbucks.
Yeah, but this is McDonald's.
Oh, we're talking about McDonald's?
Yeah. Are you trying to derail this?
Yeah.
Wow. How dare you.
I like Starbucks.
It's Friday. Okay. I just tuned out. TJ, what about you?
A sausage and egg McGriddle. It's the same thing as a sausage and egg McMuffin, except slap between 2 pancakes. And
he had his first one in May, and now he's waiting.
Oh, I talked about that. Yeah. And 2 hash browns, because let's be honest, 1 hash brown isn't enough.
We just got a text from the 780. Peterborough is now part of the GTA. Settle down, TJ.
Yeah, come on, TJ.
It's not, though.
I don't
it's
think
not.
That Peterborough considers itself part of the GTA, do they?
I don't know. Does Barry?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not. It's...
You settled down.
Yeah.
Edmonton.
Yeah, exactly.
Now a part of the GTA.
I'm going to go to Ottawa. It's part of the GTA now.
Somebody also wants to know, Jax, do you add ranch dressing to any of your McDonald's orders?
Yes, you love ranch as
I do. Yes, I do. If I'm having a crispy chicken wrap, I'll ask for ranch or I'll ask ranch with sauce.
Okay, now rank the top 3 ranch dressings available on market currently.
On market? Okay, so Hidden Valley's first. I love to hide in the valley.
Yeah,
Great Value from Walmart is second.
Really?
And then there's this artisanal brand from...
Compliments.
No, it's like the Loblaws one. It has a little bit extra zip, which I like.
Mm, little extra lemon?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
You know, the Blahs will always
surprise blushing.
You.
I'm blushing.
She actually is.
I'm blushing. I love ranch.
If you ever want to get really embarrassed, go to Subway with Jax, because the amount of sausage she gets, she drowns her sandwiches. It's unbelievable. The lady, the person working the counter is always like, is that enough? And Jax is like, more. More mayo. More mayo.
All right,
I'm
all right.
I'm proud of myself.
All right, listen, we got to play the new Elton John and Dua Lipa. Normally, we'd be heading out, but we want to stick around for the keyword at 10 a.m. So we got a keyword for you to get yourself rent for an entire year with Virgin Radio. That's in 2 songs.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.